say if the board agreed on a 10-day maintenance period and they went 20 days, maybe there would be some cost recovery for the additional burn. Member generation is on back to agency, maybe not so much, but I have gotten a few requests from customers just wanting to resell generation on their own property when generators go with power. From what I understand, that's really not allowed to be sold back in the grid right now, the power sale agreement. Maybe something along those lines would help with cut the loads and do some demand side management ahead of large projects. See, you know, financial statements should be pretty inclusive of all these things that are on the list, just to allow us to know where we stand.
There's so much business in the same thing.
I think economic development could be something for the board to look at, to try and expand customer base, incentivize some economic growth, increase sales over the next 10 years. Don't have a real good idea what that would be. Probably related to tourism sometime, but engagement and communicating. I see with our member communities, I think board members for those communities should do those kind of engaging communication efforts. Congress would be left up to the board and CEO. Regulators could be handled by the CEO and staff of CEPA, and similarly for the utility industry as a whole. CEO and staff would be doing that. I see the office still remaining in Ketchikan, possibly a new office being built on that piece of property Trey mentioned, with cost control that over the Jim and Grant. And as we talked about earlier, I can see longer terms for board members being a positive thing to have some increased continuity over time. But I see probably sticking to the same rotation of the fifth member between the communities and the same number of members to be doing that. Well,
okay, thank you. Bob?
So for 2030, I believe that we're going to be probably back into a wetter climate. So I think that our pressure on the hydro will be less. I think that we're in that transit. We're going to start to turn it back. I think we'll still be considering the next project, or we actually will hopefully be working on the permit. But again, it comes down to if we continue to have a decline in the economy, or whether or not there's more demand side management to keep us from having to go to that next tower. In regards to the some of the stuff that's going on, I think that we'll have a better coordination of all the hydros, the municipality hydros and people's hydros, in regards to run them at their best efficiency so we get the most out of all of them, and how they come into the stack and how we utilize them. I think people will have a couple more employees. I think they'll have an IT employee and then probably somebody else that's either working with projects or warehousing or general operations. Power will probably be about 8 cents. I think by that time we'll be looking at new small pocket, new rural places. So you put one of those things in and it'll have long use before you have to do any refueling or anything. It may work well within our staff. As far as the member generation that's on back to the agency, I think the member utilities will be using all their power for their local use and being augmented for the rest of the year. I don't see much change in that. I think our financial statements will be improved when they are today because we want to do, and I think we're going to get more and more out of that. I don't know, with the lack of the ability to raise rates and how it affects our local municipalities, whether we'd ever get to a capital pre-funding fund from PSP, that's definitely the way we have to use it for maintaining the infrastructure. It'll be 10 years older, so we'll still have plenty of maintenance issues, whether it be transmission or generation. we engage in economic development, I think we'll support it and encourage it, but whether they step out and actually engage in it to do something, I don't think so. We'll have enough just run our own group. I think there will be shared information. I don't think we're going to jump into it. In regards to how we engage the communities, I think technology is going to improve, and there's going to be more and more video conferencing, the ability to do things without face-to-face, even though that's a desired thing. I think by then, all the communities will have some kind of a video system in place that they can hold meetings fairly easy to do that. Of course, by that time, we'll have changes in leadership in D.C., have different places for senators and representatives, how we communicate with them, and regulators is going to change. We may not have the same access as we do today. The utility industry is going to continue to try to knock on people's door to either get into their financing or the ability to sell power to us. So, there's always these guys out there trying to start their own hydro to get something back. They're going to have that customer, so I think you're going to always be looking at the power sales agreement.
Is there any kind of final thoughts you have there about 2030 vision?
I think the composition of the board will be the same. We may reduce the number of alternates because if you had an alternate from each community traveling, we'd probably reduce the cost of that. And that one also can fit in for any of the board members that may be happy. And again, I think we'll do maybe one face-to-face, but a lot of what we do is video conference, so we're all seeing each other, talking to each other.
Thank you.
Okay, so I sort of did just like a
sounds good.
2030 organization is developed a flexible regeneration matrix FGM trademark. That enables the community to receive 100% of their power needs to receive a building's generation. The organization over the past 2 years developed an impressive array of generation assets that is insulated from the effect of climate change that is a real cause of the story present and impacting us. This allows by deploying both hopefully wind and some other urban projects pressure off, as well as doing consumer side management, encouraging the actual conservation of power while still selling our loads. Hopefully, I would like to see CIPA engage with communities in the economic development arena that perhaps we can come up with creative ways of providing, in order to decrease loads to deliver it, perhaps looking at the specific issues, perhaps developing the way that we've done on our side, on the wholesale side. Power and encourage development in the community. I don't think we will be changing up our work composition. I think it will look the same. But I'm convinced by 2030, in 10 years, the issues that have plagued us from our founding fathers will be well forgotten. And we'll be on a new set of issues, but it won't be what we're dealing with today. So I think this board will do a favor by trying to, as we move forward, and we've gotten people coming up with the air by trying to predict what might happen down the road and not just allow the focus for us.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Steve. Carl?
So, we're probably going to do too much. backup. And I think our rates and our financial statements are going to be pretty much as they are now. I think what we're going to be focused on is investment in our current facilities, keeping them to the extent they can be reliable, providing us with power. Economic development for an organization like this, I think, is risky. I think there are opportunities where we can partner. But I really do think we are pretty much going to be as we are. I would advocate strongly for extended terms of the board members. As you already know, I have a problem with the rotating member, but I've said enough on that. So that's mine.
Great. Okay, thank you. Trey?
Okay. So I'm going to take my rose-colored glasses off today. So I think fast forward 10 years from now, first of all, we're going to be in the middle of relicensing, which is going to be a big issue. I think we'll probably be in the middle of permitting a new hydrant project. Ancillary services I see pretty much being the same. There may be some minutia there in the diesel world, but how many employees? I think the most significant item there is probably 80% of your administrative staff will be retired, and probably 60% of the people in the field will be retired too. So you'll have a lot of new faces. Rates, I don't see those being structured much differently. We may have to address interconnection with another outside entity coming into our system, whether they come in as a customer through one of the member utilities or through SEPA, which would open up power sales agreement, a bunch of other stuff. Things get more complicated. So that'll be a decision the board's got to look into a little bit. Financial statements, I think we've done really good to improve those over the years, and I really don't see them changing a lot. We'll maybe look to integrate a few key trend ratios just to help the board visualize where we're at in some areas. We're always trying to make improvements there, and we're always open to suggestions. Economic development, don't see much there. A couple partnerships we might have possibly providing some electrical loads to the tourist industry, and that would be good as an interruptible load to help hedge our risk with a new project and reduce the risk of a stranded asset. As far as engaging in communications with all the entities listed there, I think the key area that the organization will improve is communication with the member utilities. I think right now we have a very robust everything outside of that with the state, regional, and federal level stuff. Where will the offices be? Well, we have a piece of property. Hopefully by that time our finances are in a position that we can transition to an office and have everything in one place and be able to stage spares and things of importance there all in one place. And hopefully put together a meeting facility there that we could have comms and everything that's set up that works well every time we have a meeting. The board composition, it changes every year. I think that can be managed easily by what the member utilities want to do. If you want to keep assigning somebody to the board for consecutive years, you can do that. If you don't, then you can change them. The rotating position, that's something that the board will have to decide how, if they want to manage that in a different way. I'm not sure how I see that in the future.
Bob?
Yep. Thank you. I'm a little bit different. I'm going to look at what I'd like to see in 10 years. And what I'd like to see is us moving towards totally renewable energy. We won't be there, but we're off of diesel power in all three communities, and we're headed towards some kind of renewable energy. We won't be there, but at least we have plans in line to move in that direction. And that we're beginning to have what I'll call shovel-ready projects to bring some of that online to support all these communities. The second item I'd like to see is that I think we are going to have significant changes in climate. I'm going to go with the, we're one of our other members here. And so I think we have to be able to plan for that, and we have to have backup energy to be able to take care of that kind of situation in one way or another. And what that'll be, that's yet to be decided, but I think we have to get there. I see us, I'd like to see in place a strong replacement renewal plan so that we begin, you know, our infrastructure's aging, and we need to begin to replace some of that stuff. And we need to have a very strong, I think, a very adequate, strong plan in place to do that. Although not being done, but I'd like to see it, you know, I'd like to see it on paper so that we're all headed in the same direction and we can buy off on it. I don't see much changes in how we do the financing and that type of thing. I think it's quite adequate, and I'd like to see it continue as it is. As far as economic development, I would like to see us still be able to say that we have some of the lowest cost power in Alaska, and to help use that to facilitate or bring in other industry in Southeast Alaska to any one of these communities. Not that we're going to do it specifically, but we have low-cost power to be able to say that we can help and have the capacity, or at least be able to bring that capacity online. But that's a whole different, you know, kettle of fish here. And Trey's comment about the relicensing, that probably won't be done, but I do think it's, you know, we'll be spending quite a bit of time on that by then, and I'm not sure it's going to be done by then. Nationally, when you look at the legislatures, yeah, everything's going to be turned over. But I think we're going to see more emphasis back on to when you look at energy and energy conservation, energy efficiency. I think that's going to still be at the buzzword or at the national level, probably at the state level, and which this we could take advantage of. As far as the board goes, I would like to see some different rotating longer lengths of terms. And I have a little bit different view than Trey does, but that's kind of the way I see it going. And let me just take a quick look, but I think that's about my, I'll quit there.
Okay. Sharon?
My comments almost mirror what Bob said about the technology advancing. And where I tie that in to where we're going is that in 2012, Black and Veatch did an integrated resource plan, and they predicted that the Southeast area would decline in population. I kind of looked at that from year to year, and it's kind of coming to fruition. And so the reality of that with the population declining and the technology advancing, it's just like Bob said, she's spot on. We have to utilize that because financially, then, you know, it's going to make sense. And so we may have more video conferencing and less of the travel. It just might be the reality for us. As far as the finance statements go, I think that we will be as flexible as we need to be as directed by the board. Economic development, again, I think we have to have the flexibility enough for any opportunities that come along that are within our governing documents and within our board's direction. As far as the operation facilities, a consolidated work site is almost necessary. We are too spread out for that right now. And as far as the board composition, increased terms. I've heard that over and over again through years. That just kind of makes sense. This one-year cycle is maybe not four terms. It needs to be revisited.
I did a little bit of a narrative on it's my turn, Joel. So like Californians did in the 1990s, moving to the Pacific Northwest, overcrowding and the cost of living has pushed increased population and economic activity north to Southeast Alaska. The cost of shipping became so burdensome in the region, the municipalities in Southeast formed a port authority and provide essential barge service to the region, further enhancing the economic activity in the communities, all resulting in increased power demand. To address climate uncertainty, SEPA has diversified its infrastructure portfolio, including new technologies, I'm not sure what those will be, to provide power in the region while maintaining the original assets to continue sustainable power throughout what all of our needs are. With regard to, I don't have a lot of thoughts on new or additional ancillary services. Frankly, I think I agree with Trey that there's going to be a huge change in staff just based on attrition and retirement, and who knows what that will look like. But the whoever is leading the organization at that time is going to need to determine what the employee characteristic and makeup is going to be. The board is not going to do that. I think we're probably going to see a little bit of increase in rates. I don't think we have a choice in order to be able to maintain our infrastructure. And I don't know if this is possible, but something that came to mind is there a possibility for the member utilities and SEPA to join together in a large bond package to be able to do all of our infrastructure at one time, where the individual municipalities are responsible for their piece of that bond package and SEPA is responsible for theirs, but it allows us to go out to the market for a better rate based on a larger project and potentially putting together a major infrastructure package that benefits everything system-wide, allows us to go to the feds and perhaps the state for some matching funds, because it's one cohesive package. No idea about that, just a random thought. I agree with Sharon about the financial statements. The staff will provide whatever we need to be able to manage the organization, review what the financial situation is. I would like to see joint economic development opportunities where it's appropriate. I think when opportunities present themselves, or when individual or member communities are going out looking at economic opportunities, I think it's natural to pull in our partners. SEPA would be one of those to make sure we have adequate power needs. They would be one of a